You are about to embark on a journey of sound and humor, a quiz show like no other, a step beyond the capabilities of what we understand, entertainment on a level unmatched by others, a cast of many, a talent of few. Sit back and enjoy as this is the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
Don't be an idiot. Listen to the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
I like two things, building a wall and listening to the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
I love the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show, whatever the hell that is.
I love the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
The Retro Breakfast Quiz Show is remarkable. The best thing on this planet.
Hi, it's Elton. I love a good man. As you all know, they don't get any better than Retro Mike Kennedy. He seems to me he's loved his life like a candle in the wind.
I love the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show. It drives me gaga.
Hi, it's The Rock. The Retro Breakfast Quiz Show is my favorite show, and Retro Mike Kennedy is my hero.
Get the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show out of your goddamn mouth.
I hereby declare the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show open.
Hello and welcome to the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show. And you join us here at the popular seaside destination of Brighton.
Yes!
Now, did you know that Brighton is not the city's full name? An important first fact is that Brighton is actually formerly known as the City of Brighton and Hove. The towns of Brighton and Hove formed a unitary authority in 1997 and were granted city status by Queen Elizabeth II in 2001. And many locals still consider the two to be separate towns. It's also been named recently the gay capital of the UK. So, still linked to Queens, then. So, Brighton was the backdrop to ABBA's Eurovision success. And most people don't know that when the Swedish band ABBA won the Eurovision Song Contest with Waterloo in 1974, it was Brighton. It was in Brighton. That's where it was set. Now, the event was held at the Brighton Dome Concert Hall, still a popular arts venue to this day. And Waterloo, of course, is the famous, is named after the famous Napoleonic Wars. And the fact that Brighton at the time looked like a war zone probably is why they chose the area. So Brighton borders the UK's newest national park. And visitors to UK may not know that although Brighton is a coastal city, you need only travel 10 minutes outside the city to reach the South Downs, UK's newest national park, where you can see foxes, deer, woodpeckers, moorhens, rare red squirrels, and lots of other animals you can shoot and eat.
Yum.
A well-known landmark in Brighton is a historical Duke of York's cinema. It's reputed to be the oldest cinema in continuous use in Britain and offers cosy, theatre-esque surroundings in which to watch the latest releases and reruns of all-time classics. The seats in Screen 1 in the cinema are original and haven't been changed since the since the cinema opened up. This is why the back row is so sticky. Brighton is home to Brighton is well, you know.
You're a rogan, you are.
I know. I don't get out much, and I'm on heavy medication. So Brighton does have a nickname, of course, and thanks to its cosmopolitan nature, Brighton's sometimes referred to as London by the Sea. Now, Brighton's become the most fashionable amongst day trippers and holidaymakers from London in the 1700s, where the Prince of Wales, who became King George IV, became a regular visitor. The palace he built, a beautiful Indian and Oriental-inspired building called the Royal Pavilion, was voted one of England's most unique landmarks. It was beaten by a phallic-shaped stone in Nuneaton called Cockpost. Brighton is the only town in Britain with a Grade 1 listed pier. So in the UK, the so-called listed buildings are recognised as having a historical interest and therefore are legally protected from change or demolition. And Brighton's West Pier is one such building. Despite these days being derelict, opened in 1866, it originally started life as a promenade for well-to-do Victorians. But by World War I, it has evolved into a pleasure pier with rides and concert halls. Although completely derelict after decades of disuse, its distinctive shell still remains one of the city's iconic landmarks. But enough about Jen, the pier's nice too. Brighton Sea Life Centre is the world's oldest aquarium, dating back to 1872, and the Sea Life Centre on Brighton Seafront is the world's oldest aquarium, with over 100 species, including sharks, stingrays, the vast tank of local aquarium and marine life. There's plenty to discover. You can walk through England's longest underwater observation tunnel, and they also offer chips and mushy peas with any of the fish you choose. Brighton is also the retirement choice of the elderly. More people decide to retire here than any other part of the country, so Jen might be staying. It's so common here to see old folk that all the shops have bifocal windows. Brighton is rumoured to have numerous tunnels or lost tunnels running underneath it. There's one from the Royal Pavilion to the museum and dome today, which you can still see. It was reputedly so that Prince Regent could move about Brighton without people seeing how overweight he had become. Sadly, the tunnels were quite small, and rumour is he's still stuck in there to this day. Talking of escaping through a tunnel, let's meet the teams.
Straight from the nursing home, it's Jenny Wenny. He's so young, he's basically a fetus. It's little baby Luke. He's here because we have his passport. It's Adrian. He's finished his community service, so has nothing to do. It's Joe.
So Luke has asked me to not refer to him as a young child anymore, as he is a man, a fully grown man and not a child. I'm so sorry about that, Luke. He is keen to get the show finished today, as I've promised to build sandcastles with him and buy him an ice cream.
Do you want me to say that?
But he's a man.
Yes.
Adrian spent the day gardening at our hotel, or so he tells us. Adrian is a keen gardener and told us for most of the day he's been at the hotel on his knees deep in peat.
I'll
tell you that.
Jen has spent most of the time at the seafront, but had to come home after a horrible incident when a man and a child tried to feed her a carrot and ride around the promenade. What an arse.
Now, oh, you loved it, really, Jen.
Joe has been seen adorning a Kiss Me Quick hat, parading himself around, hoping to get some local action. Amazingly, though, there's been record sales of hats with a saying on them since Joe's arrived. The main one sold was the one that says, "Don't touch me or I'll call the police." That's our tea.
Thanks.
With that being said, let's play the first game. Okay, so this game is called Don't Say a Word. In this game, the players are given a topic or subject, but they're also given three other words. These three words are perfect words to describe their topic, but guess what? They can't say them at all. If they do, they're out of the game. Now, Joe has an advantage in this game, as don't say a word is normally what he tells his victims.
And they always fail miserably.
They do.
So
let's start off with Adrian. Can I have a look at yours? I'd like to look at yours. Okay. Yeah.
Right.
I was referring to your card. So if you could put your trousers back on, please. Thank you.
So mine is so easy. It's only two words, and you're gonna be able to identify my word. So first of all, do you know the Black Continent?
What?
Black.
The hell does that
okay,
mean?
This is going down a very tricky road.
What on earth is a black continent?
Are you referring to Africa by any chance?
Okay.
Wow.
He's we've got straight. Here the royal family, Charles. So who's going to be the Charles in that continent?
The
animal. Think about
you
animals.
You mean lions? The king of the jungle?
So... say the word, please, again.
Lion.
Yes.
In the black continent.
Okay. So that's how easy.
Wow. Okay. That's it very good. Easy. Yes.
Thank you.
But one of the words you couldn't say is Africa, which you did say.
No.
You did.
You did.
Yeah. When you was describing the black country, you did say Africa.
No, I. Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. So, there we are. So,
but why are you asking me? Like, it's obvious.
We didn't ask anything.
So, we're now going to fine you £300. So, there we are. Okay, Joe.
So, do I have to show you the top word?
No, you just carry on. You just carry on, okay?
Just carry on.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. Otherwise, the listeners are going to tune out. So.
Right.
Yeah.
So, this word is when you go round and around and around... and you feel a little bit sick.
Dizzy.
Ooh.
Ta-da!
Yay!
You see?
He's a man.
That's a man. Yeah, look, he's a man.
That's a man's
heart. He goes round and he feels sick.
Mm-hmm. So what words can you use?
I couldn't say spin, confused, fall, and whirl.
Very good. Lucky. Let's hear your word.
Okay, so my word is something that Adrian really, really enjoys.
Sausage.
Cooking.
It's close to that. What is that made of?
Meat.
Meat.
Boom.
Adrian, you struggle miserably.
I want to be vegetarian or vegan.
So what was the words you couldn't use?
The words I couldn't use were animal, flesh, food, or vegetarian. So that,
to me, that sounds like my dates. But yeah, okay, fine. No problem at all.
Animal,
do that.
Flesh, food.
If it goes wrong, you've always got an option B.
And vegetarian's the worst.
Exactly. They taste funny. Anyway, Jen.
You could make one of these in the winter time.
Mm-hmm.
It's round.
It's a blood orange.
Snowball.
Christmas.
Yes.
Check out the brains.
Oh,
Brad.
Yeah. Brad the man.
Wow. Okay, turn your cards over. You got another one on the other side.
Oh, nice.
Let's go with Adrian.
Oh, God, where's this going to go?
I'm still thinking about Africa. I did not use it, but anyway, I'm not going to argue. So now...
If you're going to argue, you're going to have to find your other £200.
I am holding it in my hand.
A card.
You got it? Yeah.
Okay, and you couldn't use...
Holding it in my hand.
You can use hand holding it my. So again, that's another £300 that you've been...
Oh, I've had a bad day, Adrian. No.
Shocking. Shocking.
That's two winter fuel.
You can't even follow the rules. He's a rule breaker. I don't know what kind of things they do in that.
It was Christmas there. Then something like paper and these things, I remember.
So what was it there? What did you
paper,
think
paper, Christmas... and something that, yeah.
Yes, that's right. Christmas and paper. Both two words you couldn't say. You've just said them again. Unfortunately, you are definitely disqualified. Okay.
Okay.
Jojo.
This is something you travel in.
Train.
Jet.
Bus.
So, hang on. Sorry, what was that? Jen, why have you got your hand on my leg? Sorry, I wasn't saying Jen. It wasn't an answer to the question. I don't play the games. I'm not.
It says Jen. And it's got four rotating things.
Is it a...
Yes, it is, Jenny Wenny.
What you got? What did you say? What was the answer?
Car.
I don't care.
I know it's a new invention.
Okay, so my word is something that you travel on.
Jen.
Yes.
And whilst Joe's had four, mine has two rotating things.
Oh.
Is that Jen in a club on the weekend?
Yes.
I've seen them. She's got three rotating things. It's quite freaky. One in the middle. It's like Total Recall.
Is it a motorbike?
It is indeed a motorbike.
Yay.
And the words I couldn't use were wheels, fast, helmet, or racing.
See, that could be Jen, couldn't it?
Really? Helmet could be Jen.
Helmet, definitely. Racing helmet.
Racing helmet. Okay, Jenny Winnie.
Spin me.
Okay, you can get the single, double, queen.
Cream.
Coffee. King size.
Bed. Mattress.
Oh, yeah.
What's the words you couldn't use?
What was my thought? Cream.
Sleep, pillow, sheets.
What was the cream?
A knife.
Single, that's why I was coffee.
Single cream, double cream. King Cream. Queen size cream.
Isn't King Cream your stage name?
It was after Adrian got involved.
Yeah. That sounds... Incidentally, you know, they always say if you take your first animal and then mix it with your, I think, your mother's maiden name.
Yeah.
Then that would be your, you know, your adult film name.
Fortunately, my first animal was a king. And Cream was my mother's maiden name.
That's amazing. It's shocking. Yeah, my mother's maiden name was Hitler. So I'm not quite sure where that leaves me. It's a bit of strange. Yeah, I don't know why. She walked funny as well. Anyway, right. That's the end of that game. Shall we play another?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okie dokie.
I like to eat some sausages. I eat them every day. Little ones and big ones, I put them all away. Let's play with sausages, it could be a lot of fun. Sausages can be naughty, so please don't tell your mum. Sausages.
Okay, now it's time to play the old classic sausages.
Sausages!
Are you a pigeon?
Yeah. I was going to say owl, but it is more pigeon. You've turned into a dove.
Happiness.
A pigeon with a sausage. In this game, contestants will be given a subject, and it's up to them to come up with an alternative name for the subject title by replacing one of the words by the word sausage. And today, we all went out and had fish and chips, but were disappointed that the chip shop on the seafront had run out of fish. They didn't have any fish left. So we all had sausage and chips instead, all except for Adrian, who said he was having some sausage back at the hotel.
Yummy, yummy.
What was that? Is that the sound you make when you have some sausage? Yummy, yummy.
Yummy, yummy.
That's, good Lord.
That's an image in my mind I'll never get rid of.
Yeah, right, it's tattooed on my retinas right now.
So, I'm going to give you the subject, and the subject today is going to be television shows.
Oh, this is going to be brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
Because Adrian has never watched TV and is from another country.
Yeah. But I got Netflix.
Can we exclude Netflix?
No, Netflix. I will accept Netflix programs as well. So, that's not too much of a problem. So, we're going to start with, we're going to go from... beauty first. So, as there's no one in the room, we're going to start with age. Jen.
It ain't half hot sausage.
Ain't half hot sausage from the television programme. It ain't half hot mum. Mm. Okay.
I'm going to go with Anton Deck's Saturday Night Sausage.
Yeah! Isn't that the programme Adrian watching?
And I think that's how Holly Willoughby got her career started. Sure. Okay.
I am going to go with Ready, Steady, Sausage.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. On your marks. On your marks, baby.
All right, so okay. I'm going to go Too Sausage to Handle.
Too Sausage to Handle, Too Hot to Handle.
You know that TV show.
Yes.
The theme has begun.
It was an educated guess, so to speak. Jenny Winnie.
Are you being sausaged?
No, it's just the way I'm sitting. have you got another one?
Another one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Drop the dead sausage.
It's not dead, it's still moving, okay? have you got another one?
Why?
Because you're just giving me statements now. Honestly, what I do in my spare time when you guys are playing a stupid game on a stupid show is this. I wouldn't play it.
Sausage all hours.
Sausage all hours.
Oh, I love it.
That's a public service announcement by Jenny Wenny. Anyone out there, her mobile number is... Hang on, let me get my phone out. 2 seconds. Yeah, so I'll tell you later. Just email me. Okay, Luke?
We're coming back in with one of my favourite cooking shows, The Hairy Sausages.
Yes!
Wow, that's that's pretty good.
Sausage.
Okay, Jojo.
I'm gonna go with my big fat sausage wedding. Yes.
Don't you mean your Frankenfurter?
Yes. The Cumberland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that the one that goes round in a sort of like a circle?
The spiral.
The spiral.
The spiral.
You haven't got that sort of
into
yet.
The singularity.
Okay.
I'm going to go with another favourite, Deep Sausage Love.
What on earth is that programme?
Deep Fake Love.
Is it?
Netflix.
Deep
again.
Sausage Love.
Yeah. So are we getting a bit of a sense of the programmes that Adrian listens to are watches.
Absolutely. They're all motoring. Just,
you know, the young generation, we all love these Netflix programs.
Yeah, so I'm not so sure.
You love programs about Netflix and about love and...
Yeah, it's all about and love and...
And attraction sausage. And sausage.
Okay, open to the floor now then. Any you've got?
Dad's sausage.
Dad's sausage.
Dad's like Dad's army, but Dad's sausage.
Now, I think that's take us off air. I think that's is that is this. You do realise that this is the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show, not therapy. Yeah, just so you know.
So if you're minutes. If you're an animal lover and you want to cry and you want to laugh and you want to smile, then the show for you is Paul O'Grady's For the Love of Sausage.
Wow, what a lovely man he was as well, a really lovely man. Okay, anyone else?
Faulty sausages.
Whee.
Now, Jen, a bad workman always blames his tools. Tell you that. Okay, anyone?
SAS, who dares sausage? Are we going to have a knock on the door? Yeah. Are we going to have some like laser pointers pointing
probably
on
child
my
child protection, something like that, I'd imagine, but yeah.
What about surviving sausage?
Surviving sausage.
Surviving sausage.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty Little Sausages.
Yeah. No. A touch of sausage.
Jen, why are you scratching? Why are you scratching?
Yeah, what are you doing, Jen? Why are you scratching them there?
Under your fleas.
With my card.
You're playing with your card.
Yeah.
That's okay. I've never heard it called that before, but fine. That's not a problem at all. Okay, last few then.
A touch of sausage.
Touch of sausage, very good.
How I Met Your Sausage.
Yeah. Like, so in that case, should I use Sausage Never Lies?
Ooh, very good.
Only Fools and Sausages.
Only Fools and Sausages. I think that's...
Go on. Because I think Adrian will like this one. Say Yes to the Sausage.
What program is that?
Say Yes to the Dress.
I've got...
have you never seen
I've
it?
Got a bang to go out on.
I am a 50-year-old man. Of course I haven't seen it.
I have only ever watched it under duress.
What dress was you wearing? Why do you have to wear a dress to be able to watch these things?
Because then you can say yes.
This is not a therapy session. Wow.
Oh, so many mental health problems.
Please, anyone help out there? Please help.
Okay, here we go. My Big Fat Gypsy Sausage.
Yeah.
That took mine. It just made it so much better.
But that, to me, I can't allow that one.
Oh,
I tell you for why, because it reminds me about the man who came to do my bathroom.
Oh.
That's how he wanted to pay in. But, yeah, anyway.
Right. No, what about Crime Sausage?
enough about your personal life. So that was it. That's the end of sausages. Cracking. Let's play another game.
Well, there was a show. Back in my day, we got to know what the survey did say. Family Fortunes was a wonderful name. We like to play a completely different but similar game. Though it's not a copy, it's come out of my head. Please, can you guess what the 100 people in our survey said?
Okay, we're going to play a new game now. This is called Welcome to Fortune Families. So, a variation based on the popular TV show Family Fortunes. And some small variations. Well, it's not a complete copy of Family Fortunes, but there is some small variations because I've
swapped
the name. So, I should be covered by copyright. That's fine, isn't it? Yeah, that's all right. So, the show was hosted historically by Les Dennis, and he asked people to come up with the most popular answers to question answered in a survey. Luke has an advantage in this game, as he is the one out of all the teams here that is more like Les Dennis, because nobody likes him either.
Oh, man.
Wow!
What?
I thought you were going to say, because he's the manliest of us.
So I'm going to ask you a question, and you're going to have to tell me the most popular answer. Okay, so I'm going to start with Luke.
Okay,
name something that people exchange.
A kiss.
Oh, you
You're
oh,
so,
no.
So romantic. Oh,
there is no kiss. Okay. Jenny Wen.
Phone numbers.
Phone numbers? It's the right answer. Yes, you got that.
Hooray.
Fourth most popular answer out of 100 people surveyed. 9 people said phone number.
Okay.
Okay, Joe.
Money.
Yeah, top answer.
Yay!
54 people out of 100 was money. Okay, nice. Adrian.
Clothes.
Clothes?
Clothes.
Yeah.
Not clothes.
Changing.
What kind of clothes?
Like underwears and all of
those. So you exchange your underwear?
You,
swap, yeah.
You exchange underwear with someone.
That's normal.
No, it's not normal. Not in any way of life is this normal.
Do you actually do? Do you wash them first?
Yeah, friends. Yeah,
do you wash them?
If so, we are friends, we are just...
I've had dinner with royalty and I've never actually gone, you know, that meal was lovely, would you like my pants? It just... Okay. No. It's... Yes. Oh, okay, so Luke.
Gifts.
Gifts.
What?
Oh,
I thought that was a good
really?
One.
No gifts. Okay, Jen.
Houses.
Houses?
Oh.
No houses.
How many more answers are there?
Well, you could have money, books, CDs, DVDs, address, numbers, and business cards.
We don't have DVDs anymore.
Business cards? No, it's not on there, Jen. Let's try another one. Okay. So, name something found outdoors that people might collect.
Adrian.
Milk.
Hey?
What?
Milk.
What? Is this wild cows?
Just give me a second.
Milk, yeah.
No.
And water.
100% milk.
How does your brain work?
I have one.
Oh, look, there's a cow over there in the field. I think I'll go and collect some milk.
And the cow will matter.
Sorry, madam, I didn't know your name. Okay, go on, Luke.
Conkers.
Oh, no.
You collect outdoor.
Jenny Wen.
Shells.
Yeah.
Hey.
Top answer, 34 people. Shells. You could have had rocks, stones, butterflies, junk, flowers, plants.
If I'd said leaves, would you have allowed that?
No.
Your joke! Luke,
if you would have said leaves, I would have given you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, let's try one more. Name a place you know you have to stand. Okay, Joe.
Post office.
Can you be more specific?
The till, the counter, the cashier. What? That's me.
Stop it.
No, you could have said queue, but.
Oh, come on. That's not a place. On, that's Luke. A thing in a place.
Church.
Yes, oh. Church. Fourth most popular answer out of 5. 17 people said that out of 100.
I'd just like to thank God.
No, you're going to hell.
Yeah.
Adrian.
See you then. Yep.
So, remember the game?
Oh, yeah, I have to answer. School.
School?
School?
What kind of school did you go to? Do you have to stand up?
I don't think we want to know the answer to that.
No. It's every time Adrian answers, we need a real answer. Yeah. So, school.
Yeah.
Hold on, 2 seconds. No school.
Did you have to stand at school?
Yeah.
What for?
I'm just queuing everywhere. Yeah, like on the
you mean
line,
you're not constantly. You just have to queue now and again.
Yeah,
because that sounded torturous.
Okay,
yeah.
Jenny.
That's my childhood, can you imagine?
Explains a lot, really.
Places you
church being said.
Church,
yeah. Yes.
So,
you can't say it again.
Okay.
Okay.
In front of royalty.
No. Yep.
Train stations.
I'll give you that.
Go on, Sam!
Actually, no, I'm not.
Oh, come on!
I thought
what
I was
you
being,
do?
Yeah, the moment of kindness there, but no.
Bus stop.
Oh, yes. Well done, Luke.
Oh, thank God!
I say how grown up that is. It's amazing. Okay, let's do another one then. Name something children ask their parents to do before they go to sleep. Let's talk to the person who's definitely not a child.
Read them a bedtime story.
That is correct, Lee.
Yay!
And I promised you I would later. Okay. 39 people out of 100 said that. Is the most popular answer.
Oh, go. Yeah.
Tuck them in.
What did you say?
Tuck them in.
Okay, yeah. 22 people said that, so it's the second most popular answer. Anyone else?
Kiss them goodnight.
Yeah.
Yes, third most popular answer. 15 people. We're on the roll. There's two more.
Come on, Adrian.
And just saying goodnight. Or hug. These are my ideas already.
Can I just say that you never talk to children? Because you'll tell them about cows being milked and them. Yeah. Stay away from children.
Beware the cows.
Beware the cows and stand in school.
Thank you.
That's all right.
Switch on the nightlight.
That's very specific.
Well,
sort of. Switch on the light.
Switch on the light to go to sleep.
Okay, switch off the light. I was thinking kids, they get scared, don't they? But, okay, yeah.
So what are you going to go for? Off.
I'm going to go off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well done. And the last one is brush teeth.
Brush your teeth. Yeah, that's the other thing.
Okay, last one then, okay? Name something that you may find on your doorstep.
Milk! Milk! Yeah, milk!
It's going to be there. Definitely it's going to be
milk
there.
Is number two.
Yeah.
Ooh. 29 people out of 100 said milk.
Is it a doormat?
Oh, I was going to say. Oh,
doormat. Yep. Yeah, yeah. 47 people. Top Ooh. Answer.
Ooh. Nice, nice.
Letters.
No letters, I'm afraid, unless your letterbox is buggered.
Is it dead animals the cat leaves there?
Mine used to do that.
You're not programmed, bro. There is something seriously wrong. Yes, Jenny Winnie.
My husband.
Oh, wow. That took it up.
No.
And I did mean outside the house.
Is that just wishful thinking?
Don't fool the listeners in thinking anyone would ever marry you.
What about newspapers?
Newspaper is the third. Yes, it's 12 people out of 100. Okay.
Number one, are we still looking for number one?
No. Yes, we're still looking for number one.
Oh, are we?
Oh.
So far we've had milk,
neighbours on the doorstep.
Oh. Neighbours on the doorstep.
That's what Adrian said. Neighbours.
Yeah. Neighbours.
No.
What do you get up to at
the police? Police.
Well, I don't know how to answer. It's not a popular answer, but if anyone knew Joe.
But, hello?
Bayless.
Joe again.
Strange Welsh radio hosts.
There's nothing strange about Welsh radio.
So the doorstep. I got the answer.
Go on.
Postman.
No, that's not the postman, Adrian. That's a man to see.
I don't think you find the postman on your doorstep unless he's delivering a letter. So.
Okay.
No,
shoes. One more.
Shoes, yes.
Oh. Number five.
Oh.
And three people out of 100 said that.
Shoes. I'm so unique.
So you still got two to go. Ooh. Now, postman, sort of.
Oh. Yeah, I mentioned postman.
Yes, but postman isn't right.
Post-woman.
No, we don't care. I'm not going down this everyone's equal rubbish. Come on.
Amazon.
This is not a political show.
Never was. No. And it never will be, damn it.
No.
Oh. Britain is
They call
Britain.
Me Retro Mike Endy for a reason.
Ooh. Like a parcel, a package.
Parcel, yes. You will find my package on your doorstep. Yes.
If we're fully aware.
Yes. Top answer, anyone?
Amazon. They never deliver on time anyway.
What about the flippy flops?
The flippy flops?
Yeah. I'm just checking mine.
Flippy flops. Is that what you call flip flops?
Flippy flops.
You know, my brother was born with two left feet, and all he's got is a pair of flip flips.
Good.
It's true.
Not flop.
It's better than a pair of flop flops.
Because
yeah.
yeah. that just sounds like
it just shows medical condition.
Yes. No medication.
No, the
works.
Top answer, believe it or not, for Fortune Families is a mat.
I said doormat. Doormat.
Somebody said.
You disqualified, Joe.
Why?
Well, just in fairness, because no one said mat.
No.
I said
no.
doormat. Mat.
Yeah, but it wasn't doormat, it was mat.
Sorry for
that. Beer mat?
Yeah.
Well, that's the end of that game. Let's play another game.
Partially filled. A pair of policemen went into the house and questioned the poor woman's spouse. He'd just come home from working all night and found her like that, a terrible sight. The younger policeman looked on with dismay. He'd never forget that terrible day. He saw the young woman from behind the door and empty milk cartons all over the floor. Scattered strawberries, slices of fruit, and spoonfuls of sugar and honey to boot. Who could have done this terrible thing? His voice had a horrified, pitiful ring. Just look at the cues, replied Sergeant Miller. It looks like the work of a serial killer.
We're now all set to play a brand new game called Dictionary Detective.
Ooh.
Now, in this game, the teams must put on their detective hats and see if they can guess the words that the contestant has been given to add to their short story. Okay.
Yeah.
There will be three words given in total, and each clever dick will get a point for each correct answer. Now, Jen certainly seems to be excited about some private dick work. I think she doesn't understand the game or the words, to be honest with you. So, basically, just to explain it, you've been given a card, and on that card is going to be three words. Those three words are words that you have to include in your short story, and the rest of the contestants have to guess what those words that you were given are. Okay, does that make sense to you all?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. So what we're going to do, first of all, is we're going to start with Jenny Wenny. Okay, and for those of you at home, these are Jenny Wenny's three words.
Jenny Wenny's words are duck, donuts, and Westminster Abbey.
Okay, Jenny.
Okay, so we went on a family trip to London. It was me, my Uncle Donald, and my...
It was a great time in London. Amazing.
My
so
Uncle
good.
Donald.
So good.
And my daughter, Holly. We decided to take a trip to Westminster Abbey. And while we were there, we went into the cafe, had some coffee and some iced donuts. And then...
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Did you just
look
at your card?
No,
that word, by the way,
Jen. For my other word.
It's either ice or donuts.
No, coffee.
Oh, okay.
Coffee and iced donuts.
Yeah.
Holly didn't really like hers, so she left it.
Ungrateful.
Absolute fortune. Mm. It was ridiculous. Uncle Donald went to stand up, and there was somebody behind him, and I had to shout, "Donald, duck!"
Jesus Christ.
Was that the funniest thing you'd ever said in your life?
No, it wasn't Jesus Christ, it was Donald Duck. I can see how you can make the...
Unfortunately, the two collided, and our trip to Westminster Abbey was cut short because Uncle Donald had to be taken to hospital.
Okay,
right.
Can I just point out the whole term of short story, by the way?
Yeah, that was yeah. War and Peace.
Okay, so let's see. Luke, can you choose one of the words?
Donuts.
Jenny?
Well, there's two words.
Iced donuts.
Was donuts one of the words?
Yes.
Right, that's good. You got one of them. Okay, let's see if you're a dick.
Family trip.
Family trip.
Or shout.
What?
No. Okay.
Can you just pick it any word Jen says? Oh,
yeah. I'm going to go for duck.
That is one of the words.
Yeah! Yes.
So we have donut and we have duck. What about the third elusive word? Are you all amazing dicks?
I thought I was a dick.
No, you are a dick, but... Are you a private dick? So?
Westminster Abbey, I'm going to go for. I reckon Westminster Abbey is so random. Yay!
Wow.
Jenny Winnie. The other words were actually Donald Duck and ice donuts.
Wow, well done, Jenny Winnie. Yeah. That's very good. Okay, Luke, let's hear your story.
Luke's words are shrubbery, reindeer, and tankard.
Okay, so once upon a time in a log cabin in the North Pole.
Far, far away.
A man named Santa sat drinking a warm, warm tankard of milk. From there, he looked
tankard of
absolutely
milk.
And that's... he was stressing out, so he'd had a few because he didn't know how he was going to fly his sleigh around the world.
Sorry, can I just point out, he had a few, so he had a few tankards of milk.
Yes.
We're talking about really hardcore Santa here, aren't we?
Well, and he made him family-friendly story.
Did he make him disoriented or something? Drinking milk?
Well, if he's lactose intolerant, that'd be really bad.
That would be really bad. Would be really bad. But what was even worse was he didn't know how he was going to fly his sleigh around the world, because there was lots of children that were waiting for their presents. So, looking around, through the shrubbery emerged... a reindeer with such a shiny nose, it looked like a brilliant star. And he knew his problem was gone. The end.
Wow, what a heartfelt story. I actually feel quite emotional.
Poet laureate right here.
It's worthy of the great bard, or even Shakespeare.
Wow. Thank you very much.
That's all right. Okay, so let's have a go. Joe.
Shrubbery.
Yes.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Shrubbery.
I thought I put that, I said it quick so you wouldn't think.
I think it was shrubbery. Really shrubbery and North Pole don't tend to go together.
It's next to his cabin. He's decorated. He's had some landscaping.
I just the Arctic climate was kind of like, it depends where Santa's from, really.
That's true.
You know, I don't know. He only comes once a year and that's down the chimney, which is why he doesn't have children. Okay, so.
Log cabin.
No, oh, wait, we're not doing that anymore, are we?
No.
Warm?
No, warm, Adrian.
Repeat it twice. Warm, warm.
Warm, warm.
There you go. Yeah. But no, it was not warm.
I think it was.
Okay, Jen.
It was almost cold.
Reindeer.
Correct.
Oh.
Well done.
So we got shrubbery and reindeer.
Yep.
Presents.
No.
Oh!
I forgot the story. Can you just
repeat it?
Not a chance.
Word for word.
I'm glad it stuck with you. Resonated so well that you forgot it in about 30 seconds.
Is it Santa?
That is not correct.
Oh.
Right. Luke, can you reveal the missing word?
I can reveal the missing word was tankard. Which was the one I thought you would immediately get, because I paused and was like, I was going to say glass, and then I was like, no, I have to say tankard. So I was like, tankard.
I even said tankard as well, so I'm trying to help you out there.
Come on.
Okay, Adrian.
Adrian's words are dessert, snowdrift, and massage.
Oh, it's too much for
something like, it's really difficult. Okay, so start with the beginning. What happened a few weeks ago? So I was gardening. Yeah, everyone probably heard about. I just got a really bad back pain. Am I right?
We've heard it at least 20 times.
And I just booked an appointment to the massage therapist as well. Probably you heard just a little bit to get some massage. And then,
you know, we are playing a game. You're not just sharing your life right now.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm not going to go deeper. Yeah. What happened?
You know, there's some words
session.
That you need to put in the stuff.
So maybe I can describe, like, after the session or not session.
Yeah, that's fine.
Seance. Or we don't use that word, seance. Yeah.
What?
So what? Is it speaking to the dead?
Seance?
Oh, sorry for my France. So, seance, yeah. So after the seance, I was like, I'm so hungry. I can't get any food.
Why?
Like proper food, meat.
Yeah, I'm always hungry after a massage, to be honest with you.
I don't want to lose you. Come on, come back. So I was hungry, and he just got my massage therapist. He got some cakes only, so that's all what I got, some dessert instead of meat. But anyway, and then I was driving home, and I experienced really bad weather. And also it was a heavy, not just heavy rain, also like a snow. I don't know, summertime, you know how it's happened. So actually, it was a snow drift, and I was like literally survived to back home to, I can't say my village names.
So no, back home though.
Back home to my tiny village, yeah.
Amazing.
What? On earth was that?
If Steven Spielberg is listening now, that's a great film. Okay.
Wow.
Seance.
No.
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 Massage.
Yes.
Wow.
Snowdrift.
Yes.
Because you don't know what that is, do you?
I needed to Google it to understand that word. Okay. And the third word, please.
So snowdrift, massage.
And?
Dessert.
I hate desserts, and I never.
By that point, cakes. I couldn't cope with.
Yeah, you were just gone.
That was the most random thing I've
snowdrift,
ever heard.
Snowdrift, dessert, and massage. Right. Okay. Time is getting away with us, so we are setting ourselves up now for a grand finale.
Okay. Oh, baby.
So, folks, it is time for the final game.
Shocking, your fingers will be rocking, the electric would be fun, you will feel it in your fingers and your bum.
Our final game is frightful. In fact, you can say it's electrifying.
Oh!
As we play, it's shocking.
Yes! Get in! Back in the zone! Yes! You're gonna love this.
No.
So in this game.
Here we go. I'm taking my jacket off for this.
So in this game, our contestants are hooked up to a voltage machine.
Go on, get you up,
now,
Adrian.
For every wrong answer, they'll get an electric shock. For every hesitation, an electric shock. For looking at me in the wrong way, an electric shock. Now, listeners, don't worry about the well-being of Jen. The electric shock can interfere with her breathing apparatus and her machines, but to stop this from occurring, we've just unplugged them. Okay. So, I'm going to tell you exactly what this game, how we're going to play this game today, because this game is going to be played in a very, very unique way.
Oh.
Okay, so it's time to play the game, and the way we're going to play this game is we've had to exclude poor old Adrian for medical reasons. He can't participate, but he will still be playing the game, but obviously the person, his team captain, Joe, will
I'm going
be,
to take it like a, sorry, take it take like it a man. Like a pro. Take it like a pro. Adrian's just still playing with himself.
Exactly.
But I'm going to be the smartest one, so don't worry.
Exactly. So all we're going to do is I'm going to ask you all individual questions, and the individual questions are going to be about myself.
Okay.
And what you think my answer will be. Now, if your answer is in line pretty much with what I think, then that's fine. If not, unfortunately, you will get shot.
Zapped.
So let's start off with Adrian. If I had to live in a very cold place or a very hot place, which one do you think I'd choose?
Oh, I would say hot place.
Oh, where are you? Why would you say that?
No, definitely.
You are aware he is from Wales.
Would not be a hot place, not for me. Okay, this is for you now, Joe.
Yes.
Okay, this is for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What was the last live music or movie or theatrical performance I saw?
I mean, it's not like a one or the other, is it? It could be anything.
Well, just think about what's the last theatre show I saw.
I'm not sure I can say that on radio, Mike. Mm. It's pretty NSFW, isn't it? Yeah! Oh, oh, oh!
Oh, that made me feel. I was just thinking the Minecraft film, to be honest. You know,
it was actually Starlight Express.
I was going to say,
oh, was it? Oh. It wasn't the Chippendales.
No. No, I'm in that. Yeah, and you know what? We make great cabinets. So, Luke, would I rather spend a year in a foreign city or a year in a cabin in the woods?
Cabin in the woods.
Oh God! I don't know what setting that is, but it's like people. It's a warm-up.
That's the right answer.
It's like it tickles, and then it goes in for the main event.
Okay, Jen.
I love this so much.
Jen, what is my dream job? So if I could have any job and earn a living out of it, what would it be?
Gosh. Unemployed.
Ooh.
Yeah! I was going to say successful radio presenter, because you haven't got...
Look at my arm twitching.
The pulse. No, it would be...
Sorry, Jen, I'll take it.
And that's why she was screaming. Okay.
What would it be?
I think it'd be full-time radio presenting. Right. You know, and sharing my talent with the world, Jen.
Talent.
You know, my talent. Because, as you all know, I got a face for radio and a body for loving. And if you're listening out there, hello, Father Jack. Right, okay.
Adrian, I feel like you want to try this. Okay. It's nice.
Adrian. A habit that I wish I could change?
Oh God, I'm so gonna get shocked.
Okay, this is so easy.
Go on.
Sarcasm.
Oh yes! Oh, beautiful.
Sorry, guys.
I can feel my veins moving.
Yes. Oh, no, that's just me.
Just for clarity, there, you didn't get shocked, Joe, did you?
No,
it was Jen and Jen and Luke got shocked. Yes, it is. It's just
really?
I wish I could control what I say a lot more, because my inner monologue is broken all the time.
Not a chance.
Yeah, it would have stopped a lot of court cases, wouldn't it?
I would have kept a lot more jobs. Okay. Who is my celebrity crush, Joe?
Man or woman?
Well, I would say in this case, a woman. I'm just getting ready with your button there, Joe, because you're never going to guess this.
Keely Hawes.
Why would you say Keely Hawes?
Because you've mentioned her before. Yes! Yes!
Can I just
she's
say,
also wonderful.
She's a lovely lady. I met her at a sci-fi weekend. And can I say, she is a wonderful, wonderful lady. And also, Keely, if you are listening out there, okay, it was a one-night thing.
And it was all in your dreams.
Yeah, it's not me, it's you. And no.
Just, I was going to say giant haystacks.
Giant.
Big daddy.
Just for that,
Luke's happy.
Yeah. Oh,
you just got an extra shock.
So did I.
Okay, Luke.
Hello.
Name one of my heroes.
Oh, easy peasy.
Oh,
I think it's the answer.
Oh no, because I'm going
to
say his name wrong. I think Eddie Guerrero.
Yeah. All right. I love that. Yeah.
Oh, it's throbbing so hard. Oh, Adrian.
Okay.
Oh,
that was a good one. You weren't expecting that.
Are you ready? Name some of my junk food guilty pleasures.
Oh, that's so
junk food?
That's so good.
Well, just kind of food that I would eat that's not necessarily healthy. Put it that way.
Bloody boiled eggs.
There is nothing wrong. I just get zappy. Right.
Sorry, oh, it's so nice to get it. Oh, she loves it.
Oh,
yes.
My pacemaker's sorted itself out.
Oh, crikey.
So, Adrian.
Oh, God.
Oh, well, yeah. I tell you what. No, not Adrian. We're going to open this up to the floor. Okay.
Oh, good. Okay.
So, true or false, I love spicy food.
True.
Is this true?
Oh, you don't, do you? Manza Korba!
No, I do like, I do love spicy food. I just wanted to shock Jen. What is my most prized personal possession?
Oh, good. Oh, Is it one of your wrestling belts?
Interesting.
I think it's your wood pile.
No, in actual fact.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, it's the throb.
My most prized personal possession is Keely Halls.
She's still there all these years later.
That's why she hasn't done anything on television for a while. That's why. If you're listening, Keely Halls, how did you get out? Right, so.
She just stayed ashes to ashes. Hmm.
Which is more my style? A lazy beach? Sorry, Jen, I didn't. Oh, a lazy beach day or a long hike in the woods?
A long hike.
You say a long hike, Jen?
No, yeah. Lazy beach day. Oh, my God! Oh, it went so tense. Adrian, you know when it goes tense and it's like goes rigid? I went rigid just then.
Okay.
That was a strong one, that was, you know.
Okay, this is going to be the first person to answer this question. Do I drink coffee or tea?
Yes! Yes! No, no, just yes. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. No.
Oh. What is it? Pulse?
Is that pulse?
It's the... You're in... What's that for? I said the right answer.
You're both wrong. What accomplishment am I most proud of? Now this is going to be an interesting one. This is going to be an interesting one. I'm going to make this one of the last couple that we do. We're going to do this one and one more after this.
Oh, Christ.
Is it being a published author?
I am a published author. Thank you for mentioning that, Jen. And the book is available on Amazon. And soon there will be another book coming out about my life story of Retro Mike Kennedy. But no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you quite like it, don't you, baby?
He does like it. And so would you, Adrian. Okay. Grab me.
What do you think? What do you think?
What's your most prized...
What accomplishment am I most
proud of? What accomplishment?
Not being called.
Is it Keely Halls again?
No, not at all.
Is it meeting David Bowie?
Oh,
I thought it was Bowie.
No, I think it was probably performing in front of Her Majesty the Queen. That's probably my favourite thing.
Nice.
Burying my mother. That was quite good fun.
The Queen was just on her own, really, didn't she?
It was after she passed. So, I'm going to give you one more then, okay? No, I can't give you that one. That's too easy. That was a question saying, where was I born?
Merthyr Tydfil. No, it's just going to work.
I'm just going to move it on. I'm just going to move it on. Can I just say for the record, I was never born in Merthyr.
Oh, I really want to follow it up with another one, but I'll just wait for a minute.
Okay, this is a question now, open to the floor.
Oh,
okay.
Christ.
What do I spend too much money on?
Timu.
Yeah. That's fair. I'll take a shot for that. That's fair.
Okay, that was an easy question. Yeah. Okay. Am I cat person or dog person? I'm going to ask you all individually, okay? Yeah. So, Luke, okay. Cat or dog?
I'm going to say cat.
Mm-hmm. Jen?
It's a very difficult one because I know you've got a cat, but you hate it, so very tricky. I'll say cat.
Well, I don't hate the cat so much. It's just the fact that what I hate about my cat is the fact that you can kick it that far and it still comes back.
I'm going to say definitely cat.
And you're going to say cats?
Mm. I'm going to say, in that case, dog.
You're going to say dog? Well,
oh, no. Adrian's got it wrong. I know we are. Why do I get more? Oh. You see, Adrian, you are getting away with murder here. Actual murder.
Well, it is a medical condition that he's got.
You need to do this. Can we put it on the side of his cheeks?
No.
And I'm not talking about his face.
Okay, so that's the end of that round. And is the end of the game. We can just keep him on just for a second.
Oh, for God's sake.
Okay, because just in case I change my mind.
So that's all. Feeling throbs.
That's all we have time for, sadly, and I can reveal that the winner today is the Under 12 Boys St. Mary's Church Choir of Doncaster. Well, well done to you all, and as a special prize, we've organised a special overnight stay at the Vatican. So there will be a lot for them to look at with their mouths wide open while they're in such a place. So from myself, Retro Mike Kennedy, from Adrian, from Joe, from Luke, and from Jenny Wenny, it's a very good night and goodbye.
Bye-bye.
I wish you all the best. God bless and good night. Now bugger off.